words to say, and the guys said most of them, so that's quite helpful, really. But what has really interested me is what Adele read out from Richard, and also how that actually has impacted on all of you as a village. And from what I hear about Bennyworth is that there's something about neighbourliness here that goes to the heart of biblical matters. And I just bring the story to you of the Good Samaritan, and in that Christ was asked, who is my neighbour? And he used that story as an example of what good neighbourliness was about. And I think it's really interesting hearing all of you today and what I know of the village. And I have been around for the last 10 years. You probably wouldn't have known me as your priest in charge, but I've been an associate priest in this area for the last 10 years, working across Hemingby, 26 churches, basically. I was 6'2" 10 years ago, just to say. But the issue of who is my neighbour is also tied up with this pandemic that we've been through. And I know that things have happened in Bennyworth, which are neighbourliness. And for me, that's about God leaking out into society. And it's people who actually would never have thought that they were being Christians. They are being good neighbours. But that's what it's all about. And that really goes back to what Guy has been saying about the church being the heart of your community. So I know that there is good neighbourliness here. And who is my neighbour? More than that, what is my neighbour? And that's about the things that you actually do here, the care that you have about the fact that some people have struggled and suffered under an intrusion into their property, which is the greatest. It's one of the abuses that we have to experience in our lives these days. But it is an abuse of us that people come in and touch our things and think that they can hold it and take it away. And for me, talking about the church there, and I think this is something that's been lost over the years, is actually it's not just about saying our prayers in there, although Bennyworth Church is a building that reeks of prayer. And you can feel it when you go in there, that people have used this as a place of solace. And our greatest sadness as priests is that because of COVID, we were instructed to close our churches, really out of safety, not about withdrawing from our communities. And that's been a really hard thing for all of us to bear, because a lot of people will find solace when they've lost loved ones, and that has touched many of our lives just lately. So using that space, as Guy has said, there's always challenges to that. There's challenges because some people will think that's not the right thing for that building. But if I tell you that there's a church in Hamringham that actually has a 6-foot-wide door, and it's 6-foot-wide because that's where they would put the beasts in the winter, in the church. And that's what our churches are for. They're the heart of our community. And although our communities have moved away from where the churches are, because that's, interestingly, what happens. Speaking of Le Mans, those of you who may have been to Le Mans might know that the old town is probably about 120 feet higher than actually the new town. And it's actually sort of grown down as people have dug out and made buildings. And so I suspect that Bennyworth, if we were all here a couple of hundred years ago, would look very different from the village that it is now. So do think about how you would like to use that church. It will maintain, the chancel end will be maintained as the sacred space. We can't change that, nor should we, because all churches should. But there's plenty of stuff. If you look on the National Churches Trust website, which is a really good website, you will see churches that have been converted and used in lots of different ways, as a shop, as a post office, as a place of welcome for all of you as a community to use. The alternative is heart-wrenching. Whatever else Bennyworth needs, it needs a new roof. We are talking about mega bucks for that, and it will require a lot of faith in getting it and actually getting it done. There's no point if it's not watertight. And what's actually happened here in the Heneage Arms is an example of that. You know, this is a community space, isn't it? Volunteers run this from your area, from all around here. That is a fantastic example. So it's possible to have that. Guy talked about a whole load of things you could use it for. I've been there with 140 people in there. I've been there with the whole of the Louth Male Voice Choir and another 100 people in there, and we had an absolutely great evening. It's a wonderful space. I hope that you will take some time to think about it. And don't feel that it's a burden on you, because it won't be. The more people that are interested in this, the lighter the burden becomes. And so that is really my pitch for tonight. And just thank you so much for asking us. Communication is important. I've got 8 churches in this group. I cover another 8 churches somewhere else for advice. It's not easy to communicate with 8 churches. So coming to the movers and shakers, and that is who you are. You know, people who turn up to these meetings are the movers and shakers of their area. And so communicating with you is a really important thing to do. And I'm really grateful for Jill to ask us if we'd like to actually talk to you tonight on that basis. And if there are questions, if there are thoughts, and you don't have them tonight, we'll have a new website at the end of May, beginning of June, and we are on Facebook, and I still think we should be all on TikTok. I feel we're missing out terribly, not being on TikTok. We could ruin it, couldn't we, by being, you know, we've mucked up Facebook for all the youngsters, so they've gone elsewhere. So let's go on TikTok and challenge them there. You just have no idea, do you, where that could go. But in all fairness, if there's things that you want to ask about it, please ask. There are lots of answers to the questions that you have. They won't be unusual or rare, but they may be heartfelt on your case. So thank you so much for asking me to come this evening. It's a real pleasure being here and listening to all that you do as good neighbours in your village. Thank you.
Thank you, Silla. Thank you, Guy. And thank you to our other two speakers. At this point, I think we'll break and have a cup of tea and some sandwiches and bits and pieces for you. And cake. And it'll give you a chance, if you have any questions about the church, do ask on an informal basis rather than doing it formally. And equally, if you've got things you want to talk to the councillors, they're here, do ask. But we'll reconvene at about half past 8, about 15 minutes, when it'll be the proper public part. I'm going to hand over to Phil. He will chair that bit and get the ideas and things that you want us to put on our agenda for next year. Okay? Careful when you're moving around. Masks on. I'm going to have to edit this, aren't I?